This is the Composer's Datebook for August 29th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1952, at the aptly named Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, New York, pianist David Tudor premiered two new works by the American composer John Cage. The first, titled Water Music, was scored for a prepared piano. That's a piano into whose metal strings various items had been inserted to alter its sound. Plus, a duck call and a transistor radio. For the second work, Tudor simply closed the lid of the piano, set a stopwatch for the length of the work's four sections, 4 minutes and 33 seconds to be exact, and then sat quietly on the piano bench. The composition consisted of whatever sounds occurred in that amount of time at that moment in time, including any breathing, coughing, or snickering from the audience. Some likened the piece to the all-white canvases of the avant-garde painter Robert Rauschenberg, on which accidental bits of dust or bumps in the canvas created an arbitrary texture. Others thought Cage's piece an outrageous affront. Whatever one might think of it, as pianist David Tudor put it, Cage's 433 is one of the most intense listening experiences one can have. Cage once said, "I'm interested in making sounds that I don't understand," insisting that random unplanned sounds were as welcome as those he organized himself. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.